time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 300,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you're doing well and enjoying at least this beautiful weather we have here in Central Oregon. If you're not in Central Oregon, hope you are enjoying the weather wherever you are. It is just absolutely gorgeous. This is the great time to get out and explore and do some wind sprints and do some hiking and just really start to enjoy life, right? This is the springtime, and if you're a winter person, maybe this is not the best of time for you. But if you're an outdoors person, this is a wonderful, wonderful time to get out there and enjoy life. You know, over the several months of podcasts, and actually the whole series of podcasts, have been designed to help you give you little snippets of tools to help you increase your mental strength, to help you increase your peak performance, to help you just get more out of life. And I've been getting a lot of questions about a program that I have that I really haven't talked much about. It's the Mental Strength Coaching Program. And what I could do is kind of go through a little bit of the program today, but also give you some information that you can use. So the Mental Strength Coaching Program, it can be found at mentalstrengthcertification.com, or go to this blog, my blog where the podcast is, and there'll be links to it. But the Mental Strength Coaching Program was a missing part in particularly the fitness industry. The fitness industry has gone through many shifts. They've gone through just basic weight training and then fat loss and then physique transformation and then functional movement and corrective exercises and now nutrition. And so the trainers and coaches are expected more of them from their clients. And the one thing that they haven't addressed is the mindset. So the program was developed to, one, help the coaches with their own mindset, but also help the coaches and trainers understand the mindset of their clients, as well as to be able to help change that. So why do you need to know this? Well, even if you don't want to be a coach, even if you're not a personal trainer, the information in the Mental Strength Coaching Program can help you with sales performance. It can help you with relationship performance. It helps you with your personal development and personal success and even business performance. Because the fundamentals of the program take you step by step through coaching. What is coaching? So let's just say you're a manager or you have a small business and you want to work with people. Well, the first part of the program is coaching. How do you really coach? How can you help somebody? Here's the thing. When we tell people what to do, we may get a result, but we don't empower them. So if you yourself want to be empowered and you want to empower others, you need to be able to learn how to coach them correctly. Now, there's a difference between athletic coaching and personal coaching. Athletic coaching does give specific instructions. Here's how you handle the ball. Here's how where you put your feet. Here's your all these different aspects. And then there is perhaps some motivation involved in it as well. Well, personal coaching really involves reflecting back to the person, observing patterns, listening to what they're saying, listening to what they're not saying. And when you can work with somebody, and this is even great, even if you don't have any team members to manage, but just if you're in a relationship and somebody comes to you, your friends come to you with a challenge, well, I don't know what to do. Well, instead of just telling them, you'll be able to provide so much more powerful information by able to coach them through their decision process. And how many times have friends come to you, asked you what you should do, you tell them, and then they don't do it, and then they come back again and ask you, what should I do? Well, to avoid all of that, you want to be able to pull the answer out of your friend or out of your significant other or even out of your children. And so learning how to communicate through the coaching process can really be an effective way of developing the potential in others. And the way we've been taught to do it just doesn't work. We will, if we look at the results that we're getting by working with people, it's just not working as well. So with the first part of this program is you're able to learn how to coach. Imagine that, being able to be engaged in a powerful conversation and getting people to actually think for themselves, which means that you're going to have to think for yourself. But helping people think for themselves, to come up with a solution, to come up with an idea that resonates with them, not what they should do, not what they think they should do, but really resonates with them. And when you're able to coach somebody through that process, there's no better feeling in the world than to see them get that aha moment. So again, this isn't necessarily even for a professional coach, but just as a person who's interfacing with people, who care about people. I'm presuming you care about people, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, but wanting to get the most out of people, how do you coach them? How can you communicate with them most effectively? How can you help them understand where their blocks are? And so the coaching program is divided into three sections, right? So the first section is what is coaching? And it talks about what I've just gone over, about how to coach somebody and how to use comparisons to help them think deeper, to help them make decisions. So when you get through that, the personal coaching part, then we get into the mind training. And this is where part of it is NLP, part of it is positive psychology, part of it is neuroscience, but being able to understand how your mind thinks. Have you ever asked yourself, why did I do that? Or what was I thinking? Or maybe you asked your friends, what were you thinking when they did that? Well, in this section, you're going to be able to figure out, what are you thinking? How are you thinking? What is the basis of your thinking, right? I've talked a lot about beliefs and values, but in the mental strength coaching program, we go into it in detail to talk about what values are, what beliefs are, how powerful they are at the unconscious level for you to dive into it, because they direct our life. And if we're getting results that we don't want, we can change our action, but eventually we're still going to get those results. But what's driving the action? Driving the action is our thoughts, right? The model, the TFAR model. Thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to actions, which lead to results. And so if we're not getting the results we want, we have to go to the thoughts. But what causes those thoughts? It's beliefs and values. And we can get deeper into that belief and value of our own self, we'll be able to produce better results. But how about if you're able to help your friends or your coworkers or your team be able to get into their beliefs and values so that you can coach them into getting better results. And so in the mind training part of it, it gives you these powerful, powerful tools to help your kids, to help your significant others, to help your team, to help anybody. I mean, imagine being that friend, that person that everybody comes to because you're caring, you listen, you give them insights that they never thought possible, as opposed to directions, right? Anybody can give directions. Do this, don't do that. You're stupid, you're foolish, watch out for this. Anybody can do that. But it takes somebody special to be able to communicate with your friends, to be able to communicate with your loved ones in a way that helps them process the information, to helps them come up with the right decisions. And by using the personal coaching tools and the mind training tools, you'll be able to do that. And then we get to the mental strength sections, which is the fundamentals of these podcasts. But in these mental strength sections, you're gonna be able to use all the tools we talked about, right? So how to stay calm and focused underneath stress, how to create lasting willpower. How many times have you said, why can't I, willpower or discipline? How many times have you started a project and got sidetracked? How many times have you seen friends start projects and get sidetracked? Well, imagine being able to help them develop the discipline, develop the willpower in order to see that project through. Imagine you developing that willpower, that discipline to see that project through. You know, we're in a time here where there is so much multitasking, right? Between instant messages, texts, Facebook, LinkedIn, phone calls, so many things going on that we get so distracted, we have lost our willpower, we have lost our discipline to follow one course until successful. That's the acronym FOCUS, right? FOCUS, follow one course until successful. Well, in the last part of this program, you're going to be able to know how to develop powerful habits, how to create lasting willpower, the proper way of goal setting. Now, I know in the podcast I've gone through goal setting quite significantly, but imagine being able to do that, have that information, get that worksheet and share it with a friend and being able to help your friends or help yourself and go through that. And then we talk about empowering self-talk. I know I've talked about self-talk a lot, but self-talk is really what drives our behaviors, what drives us. And knowing how to change that, one, knowing what the self-talk is, but then two, knowing how to change that self-talk. Imagine being out there and catching yourself with some disempowering self-talk, replacing it with empowering self-talk, and then getting the results that you want. I mean, let's look at it. We're here into April. Right, April of 2016. How are you in achieving your goals? One, do you have your goals written down? If not, that's probably a matter of discipline and willpower. This program will help you with that. If you do have your goals written down, how close are you to getting them? Are you on track? Are you feeling inspired by them? If not, this program will help you understand motivation, intrinsic versus extrinsic, and you're going to be able to shift your attention to intrinsic motivation. So you wake up every morning jumping out of bed, grateful and thankful and excited to charge into the day so that you can start to accomplish your goals. And then how many times throughout the day, right, have you just lost focus? Have you just gotten bored and wandered off? Your mind went to La La Land. Well, in the program, you're going to learn how to keep that focus. And imagine being able to focus for 1 hour or 2 hours at a time and get more done in 2 hours than most people get done in a day. How would that feel to you when you can go home after work and go, wow, I got more done this today than I have gotten in the past week? And that would, one, if you are working for somebody, that would most likely get some visibility to you for promotions, for raises. If you own your business, that obviously would translate into your bottom line. You would get more revenue coming in, and most likely you'd have less expense because you'd be doing more with less time. So the program isn't just based on or just about athletic performance, although there are some wonderful bonus materials there about it, but it's about the fundamentals of it is about you learning to control you. And isn't that what the podcasts are about and my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior? It's all about self-mastery, mastering yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. When you can master yourself that way, the world is yours. But yet we come up with all these lame, blurring excuses on why we can't do something. We can't do this. We can't do that. Well, you know what? There's those excuses, which is the victim, and then there's the warrior, which is the action. And so with this program, you're going to learn, even if you don't help anybody else but yourself, imagine just taking this program and learning all these tips and these tricks and these techniques to help you reach peak performance, where you're now peak performance is just mundane. Imagine going beyond what you think you can do and continually achieve more and more and more in your life. So this is, I really appreciate the people who asked about the program, and I hope I give you an understanding about that, because if you have developed the mental strength of a warrior, the book, that's wonderful. This would be the next step up, right? Develop the mental strength of a warrior lays the foundation. And this mental strength coaching program takes that to the next level. And with that, you can just change your whole life. Your life will be changed around if you follow the process, right? So that's the only thing I can guarantee, that if you go through the process, do the work and continually to do the work, your life will change, period. And it will change for the better. So that's it. Thank you for allowing me to talk about this. I'm very proud of it. Again, you can go find it at mentalstrengthcertification.com, or you can go to where my blog, where this podcast is hosted, and there are plenty of links going to that. If you have any questions, there's an FAQ page on the Mental Strength Certification Program.com, or you could email me. Would love to hear some feedback about this. Are you excited about the program? Are you going to look at it? Are you going to join? Would love to hear some of that feedback, and you can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog, and then you can look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon, you will be.